the Nightly News Podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Well, hello and good evening to those of you out there listening on our live streams on YouTube and on Ustream. Also, we're on TuneIn. Also, all you that download our podcast on iTunes and on Podomatic. Hey, it's Thursday. It's April 16th, 2015. This is the Nightly News Podcast. I'm Jason, and also along for the ride is Rags.
What up?
What up? Hey, folks, again, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Also, folks, you can listen to us live on our Android app. You can download that. Just search for Disclosure Radio, and that's our Android app that you can get on the Google Play Store. And it's a nice little app to have to get some of the latest news and conspiracy theories that are going on around in the world. And you can also listen to us live and get our archives. So, Rags, how's your Thursday?
Just, again, another second day in a row of beautiful weather here in the great Northwest. No complaints. Very warm out. I think it got up to about 68 degrees a day. Beautiful day.
Yeah, not too bad here where I'm at over in the, I don't know what I'm considered, Midwest. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, that's what they, if you're in Ohio, you're the Midwest. So,
Midwest. It's another cloudy day, but it got a little warmer. And
although you're 2,000 miles from the West, which I don't know why they call it the Midwest.
Yeah, I'm not in the Midwest. I don't know who come up with that, but I'm far from the Midwest. I'm like, I don't know, a quarter from the East Coast. I mean, not too far from the East Coast, like 500 miles, maybe 600.
Something like that.
Anyway. Yeah, so the weather looks like it's improving, and of course, I'm heading west. Saturday, I'm heading out of town. And yep. Folks, next week, there'll be no Nightly News Podcast because I'm going on vacation. But I'm sure Rags will be posting some news stories, and you can keep tabs on some things that are going on in the world. But we'll be off next week, so no podcast next week. Be back on the, see what we got. Be back on the 27th. So April 27th will be the next live podcast. Hopefully we'll have some guests on here. I'm still booking some guests, so we will definitely have some guests coming up soon. So I think that's enough of what's going on in our world. Let's find out what's happening in the world and all the crazy things that are going on and start off the first one that I've got. And, you know, I clicked the story and, you know, it comes from InfoWars, so sometimes it can be a little bit hyped, I guess is the word. But it's the armed National Guard troops patrol residential streets in California. And there's a video. You can find this at InfoWars.com if you want to check out the video. And I don't know if it's that big of an issue of troops marching on. I know it's really not supposed to, but from what I understand, it's a common thing to march on the public streets when they don't have, I guess, the room on the base or something. I don't know, Rags. Do you buy that explanation?
Yeah, I do, because actually, cause now remember, the National Guard is
right, this
for
is,
states.
Right, this isn't the Army.
So it isn't the Army, so no, there's no comapotus, or, you know, I forget that word. This isn't actual military troops. This is the National Guard.
And I just love how they, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a huge fan of Alex Jones. And this story right here just is one of the reasons why I'm not, because it's just like, it's almost like they're trying to incite people, because the armed National Guard, they're patrolling the streets. They're not patrolling the streets.
Well,
that's
not what they're doing. Yeah, that's like, that's what I mean, but they are armed.
That's a fact, but I don't think they're patrolling the streets. But
it looks like they're marching. It looks like they were marching, so maybe it looks like this. They were just, you know, just like a regular. If they were marching inside, you know, the base.
Exactly. But you know, we also got the Jade you know, the Operation Jade going on. So,
yeah,
you know,
Jame Helm 15.
That's going on, so some folks could be tying that, you know, into the same. But I don't know if you could, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. The headline is a little bit of a stretch.
It may be a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, I don't, but like I said, I don't find that coincidences aren't coincidences with all the stuff that's going on.
Now, in the article, at the end of the article, I don't know if you read the article, but at the end it says, footage captured by a local shows guard troops pushing irate citizens away with batons before one of the protest group states, quote, I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys. I refuse to recognize you guys. So I haven't seen that video. I guess I should check that video out. Did you see that video? This was back in March 29th. Video. Oh, this is that one video, I think. Remember the video? It's from a rooftop, and it shows troops pushing people. It was a training exercise in Fort Lauderdale.
You know, I don't know.
So that was, again, connected to...
Listen, it's what's so hard, Jay, it's a fine line. It's not to say that I'm not going to give... I don't want to, you know, I want to give credibility to where credibility is.
Right.
It's not out of the realm that these troops are preparing for something.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
So but, I don't mean, want
isn't
people
that
to forget
their job
that fact.
They should probably be preparing for something because something's coming.
You know, but that isn't that why we have a police force? Police force is there to protect us. Isn't that why we have the right?
So why
to,
do we have our National Guard
the
then,
right,
Rex?
Is that the right to bear arms? Well, the
and aren't most of the National Guard made up of your police forces anyway?
No. Your National Guard is made of military men that are able to get their education funding by serving in the National Guard. So if you served in the Army, you're able to continue your what's called the rest of your service time in order to get you that education in your National Guard. It was a deal long ago that was to help bring about education for those who served in the military. So, no, it's not police officers. Majority of them are all military or from the Marines or whatever it may be.
So your weekend soldiers are not normally police officers? I thought they were.
No, they're not. No, my brother's one. My brother, my step, my uncle, my no.
So what's their day job?
They're all ex-. Some of their day, my coworkers, they work at the railroad.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
so
all,
I'm not saying everyone's a police officer, but it's not.
A majority, I will guarantee you right now that 85% of your National Guard troops are American soldiers. Why? So they can get their GI Bill funded because they served time in the military. That's why we have mainly why we have our National Guard is that huge. That is exactly why. There's not. I mean, if he's a police officer, it's because he's actually was in the military and still serves the National Guard. I have a best friend. He's a police officer, but he was in the military
first.
Before he was a police
right.
officer. Then
well, that's
he
been a trend. Well, that's been a trend as far as police officers.
Yeah.
A lot of police officers are former military now, and that's I think that's an issue because I think that's what we see.
I don't know if
maybe
it's
the
so
training,
much an issue.
I think the training that these military guys is probably a bit more than your normal police officer would.
Believe it or not, Jay, most
maybe
of it
not.
Is what the union is what it is, especially with the killings, is what it is. It's the union guidelines.
I know it's pretty strict.
The union guidelines, that's why when they have the right because of their unions, just like I have a union, all the Teamsters or the, you know, longshoremen or anybody else. Policemen have a union too, and so one of their biggest things is that they don't want to be liable for shootings for somebody. So that's why they got a lot of these laws that make it almost guaranteed that if they do shoot somebody, it better be it's almost just. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
although,
shooting someone in the back.
Except for the guy last week, which was caught up in it. But
what about the guy that accidentally shot the dude thinking he was using his taser?
Yeah, same thing. You know, just
I mean, is that a case of – I mean, should that guy get charged with murder or manslaughter or
I think it should be investigated, and I think that –
I mean, he
know.
Shot him. It's clear.
Now, here's the thing. No. What's not clear is that he did, what was his intent?
I'm sure he didn't intend. Even if, you know, let's just say he
didn't
intend.
Because if there's no – the law is very specific.
Okay, go
ahead.
Doesn't
matter. The law is very specific across the country. If there is no intent, you can't charge somebody for murder. It's going to be.
So it would be manslaughter.
Manslaughter, yeah.
So he could be charged with manslaughter, most likely.
Yeah, I would imagine. In fact, he probably will be.
He probably should. I mean,
I don't think he should. I think he probably will be.
That's a big fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge mistake. Well, we've kind of veered left and right here on different topics, folks. That's, so, Rags, what do you got up next?
Well, how about this, Jay? And if you get your link on that link that I got there in our Skype, because you got to play that video, or at least get to the egg. I think the first part, or the I can't remember what part of it. This is from Blacklisted News. Conspiracy theorists and bloggers were compared to ISIS during a congressional hearing, Jay.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Really?
Bloggers
so
and conspiracy.
They're comparing
yeah.
people like me and you, kind of.
Yep. Yep.
We're like ISIS.
We're like ISIS and Boko Haram.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Can you believe that? So, again, this was from no Arthur. Doug Owen. Bloggers, conspiracy theorists, and people who challenged the establishment narratives on the internet were all likened to ISIS terrorists during a chilling congressional hearing which took place yesterday. The hearing, hosted by the House Foreign Relations Committee, was titled Confronting Russia's Weaponization of Information and accused Russian state broadcaster RT, which we all know, of weaponizing conspiracy theories to spread propaganda. One of the speakers given testimony was former RT host Liz Wall, who made a public spectacle of quitting Russian state media last year in an incident stage managed by neocon James Kirchick, himself a former employee of Radio Free Europe, a state media outlet, remarking that the internet provided a platform for fringe voices and extremists. Wall characterized people who challenge establishment narratives as a cult. So if you disagree with the establishment, Jay, you are a cult. You can no longer. You will conform. You will obey the masters. You will not disagree. That's what she's saying.
Obey. I want to hear a little bit.
I just can't believe that somebody would actually make that remark. If you just listen to what I just said, because that's what they just said.
Let's hear this.
One of the questions I'm interested in here is that usually around the globe, people hunger for information, and especially when they think they're being denied facts. But what seems to be happening in Russia is that people begin to presume that these conspiracies are in fact true as they're, you know, introduced to this on a daily basis. You repeat it over and over and over again, and suddenly the conspiratorial theories begin to take on a life of its own. And I wondered if maybe the panelists could explain the factors that make this Russian disinformation campaign so effective from some of the polling I've seen inside Russia in terms of the credibility that people have to information which would logic would contradict. But also I was going to ask you a little bit about the platform that it provides for fringe and radical views, not just in Russia but worldwide, as sort of the extreme fringe is given a platform for what otherwise would not be considered reputable television. You know, most broadcasts wouldn't have on the types
We're
of voices with these conspiratorial theories. Mm. But maybe you could explain the process that RT undertakes to select its experts. And I'll just turn it over to the panel for your responses.
So, you know, Jay, why didn't they hit him at the same time if I'm somebody else? Oh, so you're right. So, and Brian Williams is suspended for what?
Right.
Right? Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
So, you know, that's the thing is that everybody has, if we were given the right information, the truth, because nobody's answering our questions. It's like saying, well, why didn't you answer this question? When journalists give a presentation, whether it's a nightly newscast, they all have the same script. It's identical.
Yeah,
across the board.
Yes,
it's across the board. So they wonder why nobody listens, because you know, there's been the same.
There's been one nightly show. I'm not sure which one it is, but they sometimes make fun of this stuff, because they go around the country and they gather these clips from all these your local 11 o'clock news, and everyone repeats the same thing word by word over and over.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Well, usually it's the one. John Stewart, The Daily Show. He does that.
He may do it.
He does it a lot. I think also Jimmy Kimmel does it.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel is probably where I've seen it.
And he does it a lot.
Go ahead.
And John Oliver on HBO.
Yes. And I guess like they attribute it to The Wire. You know, they get a wire. I guess it's this print system in their media, and they just read what they get. I mean, they're just, where's the journalist? They don't write their own stuff. I mean, they have to be spoon fed.
Here's the thing. But yeah, you're supposed to challenge the news. You're supposed to gather all the facts and ask all the questions. So it's like, why is it then when we see an example would be, after, let's go with the Boston bombing, right? Last year. Or how, 2 years ago now? When was the Boston bombing? 2 years ago?
Yes. Yeah.
Within regards to the Boston bombing, so as soon as we knew of the two boys, the Tosnes or whatever the hell, I can't even remember their names. So as soon as they were identified, look how much journalistic background was done to identify everything about them. Well, isn't it the same thing about the World Trade Centers and how nobody investigated anything further?
Yeah.
I mean, don't we have to investigate everything and understand, well, why did that come down? Well, no, it just came down. They said so. Oh, really? Did you talk to a scientist or an engineer to verify what should be known? Because an engineer knows more than some businessman. An engineer knows more than a fireman. Sorry. A fireman's job is not about engineering. His job is to put out a fire. He knows nothing about how that building's constructed.
You're right.
So, so it's like, it's the same thing. So they're wondering why we're questioning everything, and I'm just appalled by that comment. And listening to that guy, was that the chairman, Jay?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So, stuff like that is there, and people are wondering. I mean, we're speaking about it now, Jay, but it's so funny. Wait until the rest of the world starts to catch on. They think we're upset. Wait till the rest of the world comes. Because one day the rest of the world will wake up. That's a fact.
Did you listen to this video from Hillary Clinton?
It's on the same page, the one in the same article? Yeah.
I'm going to play the audio. It's only about a minute and 12 seconds. She talks about the U.S. is losing, quote, an information war. So here it is.
We are engaged in an information war. You know, during the Cold War, we did a great job in getting America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, we said, okay, fine, enough of that. You know, we've done it. We're done. And unfortunately, we are paying a big price for it. And our private media cannot fill that gap. In fact, our private media, particularly cultural programming, often works at counter purposes to what we truly are as Americans and what our values are. I remember having an Afghan general tell me that the only thing he thought about Americans is that all the men wrestled and the women walked around in bikinis, because the only TV he ever saw was Baywatch and Worldwide Wrestling. So we are in an information war, and we are losing that war. I'll be very blunt in my assessment. Al Jazeera is winning. The Chinese have opened up a global English language and multi-language television network. The Russians have opened up an English language network. I've seen it in a few countries, and it's quite instructive.
What do you think? Do you agree with her?
Was this before Benghazi or after Benghazi? That might help me put it in perspective, Jay.
Let me see what the date of the video is.
We are engaged.
Shut up. This is 2011. Was uploaded on 2011.
But what day on 2? Remember? Oh, so
May, March 3rd.
Oh, so before Benghazi.
Before Benghazi.
So she was screaming that it was an information war before Benghazi. I bet she speaks it different tune after.
Yeah.
How about all the information that came out after Benghazi?
You know, I've seen a funny headline. I didn't even put it in our topics tonight. But did you see where Jeb Bush, he drove himself to Chipotle?
Yeah.
I guess mocking Hillary Clinton. You know, those guys, that's who's going to be running. Old Jeb Bush and Clinton. Yeah. Sad to say. We're screwed. Then
there's other people running too.
Yeah, but they ain't going to get in. They're all going to be sabotage or.
CIA, I doubt it.
You know, the Bushes, they run the CIA, you know.
Jeb's done. Jeb's not even close.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. All right, well, let's move on to another topic. We got 9 minutes here before we take our bottom of the hour break. Let's see. Let me scroll up here. And so we talked about the, you know, of course, the Army National Guard. So now special op veterans groups have launched Counter Jade Helm Operation. And this also comes from InfoWars. Trying to go there. Oh, here we go. Two pages at once. That's always fun. His website crashes my browser, too, sometimes. I don't like his website. Horrible. Anyway, so Patriot groups across the country are preparing to launch a Counter Jade Helm operation to keep tabs on a controversial U.S. military exercise that some fear is part of preparations to train troops for civil unrest and martial law. Jade Helm, a, quote, realistic military training exercise involving 9 states, which will involve the Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and the 82nd Airborne Division, and it's set to take place from July 15th through September 15th. Now, Rags, why are we seeing activity now if this isn't even going to start till July? I don't understand.
What activity are we talking about?
Well, we just had the training in Fort Lauderdale at the end of March.
March
29th, there's a video out. They were training. Now, of course, it wasn't attributed to Jade Helm, but, I mean, it was military
training.
Yeah,
but they, I mean, but there's also, I mean, I live right here. I mean, my tracks, I've got military every day. I see the helicopters flying overhead across the Puget Sound over our tracks, our trains. You'll be surprised that our trainmen call and say, oh, my God, they warn all the trains. We got the soldiers playing soldiers too close to the tracks. So, training's training,
right?
It, you know, that's nothing that doesn't, that's not what I'm more concerned about. But keep reading here. I think keep reading here.
Also, it says it also has prompted concerns after Texas and Utah were labeled, quote, hostile territory in documents related to the exercise. Although the U.S. Army insists the drill is designed to prepare troops for combat abroad, concerns have been raised that the exercise is part of a history of the military readying for domestic disorder. During a drill, soldiers will operate, quote, undetected amongst civilian populations. That's weird. To see if they can infiltrate without being noticed. That's weird. Residents will be encouraged to report, quote, suspicious activity during the exercise. Okay. In response, Patriot groups led by Peter Lantera, former president of Icon Tactical Industries, will monitor the exercise. A Facebook page for the initiative promises to, quote, observe the attempted infiltration of our towns during Operation Jade Helm, with self-sufficient teams in the field conducting counter-surveillance. So, is there anything else in this story that I'm missing, Rags? I mean, that's quite a bit right there.
Yeah, and I think that's what people understand. Remember, we had the other story I had the other night that they've advertised the jobs for detention camps.
Yes.
Remember, I talked about that the other night. Pays $14 an hour?
I don't recall the hour, but yeah.
Yeah, it was $14 or $12 an hour. You are walking. You got to be outside. You're acting like a prisoner. You're a role player. You are acting and helping them in preparing of this in Arizona. And with what you just read there, Jay, the one thing that how you said that, I hope everybody listened to what you just said, especially the part where you said, you know, during the drills, soldiers will operate undetected amongst civilian population to see if they can infiltrate without being noticed.
What?
I just read exactly what you just said.
That's exactly what it says.
Residents will be encouraged to report suspicious activity during the exercise.
You know, I thought there was some type of law that they couldn't do this, though. Cause they're not only having drills, but they're involving the civilian population without their really knowledge.
Well, no, and yeah, and that's the whole test, because I read a little bit more upon JDM. So this is what's happening.
They're testing their civilians to see if they're real patriots.
They're
going to
have spotters. This is what part of the hiring process is, too. If you want to work for them, you can. Is what you will go
through
and you'll
be trained.
So they want
to see going to be the snitches.
You will be out in the field, and you will know who – let's say you'll know the five guys that are involved. And you will be hidden out in the field, maybe in a building or something like that, and they will have an objective. And your objective is to watch them and to watch the people around them and see if anybody notices anything different. I'll tell you, one would be, how about if one comes up in a police car and he's not in uniform? Wouldn't you find that odd?
I would.
But that's the kind of stuff they're going to do.
You know what I found odd one time? And this is true. I had a friend get pulled over in front of my house, and it was a deputy sheriff's car, right? Guess who steps out of the car? A sheriff dressed in army fatigues. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy shit, are we under martial law or something? Why is he dressed like a freaking military? I mean, he should be in a regular deputy outfit. You would think that, you know what I'm saying? He's in a police patrol car. Yeah. Why is he in freaking military fatigues? He was a very hostile deputy, and yeah. But anyway.
I mean, that's how our police force has gone. You know, it's gone more of a
SWAT tile. Yeah. He's a sniper too. He works for SWAT.
That was
the reason he was in it. But still, I don't think they should be able to operate in their squad vehicles and pull people over in army fatigues. I mean,
but that's what's going to happen. So I'm trying to give people the insight. That's what I'm trying to lead. So what everybody's going to be looking for is that, hey, one exercise is that I guarantee two of these, let's say, in another part of town, two people will be walking through with their AK with their AR rifles on their shoulders.
Right.
To see how long it takes for an American citizen to call that into the police and report them.
But so why do this test? Well, I mean, what's the point of the exercise?
Did you hear what I said? It's about response. It's all about testing us to see what we're going to do. It's testing our will, Jay. So my point is that, think about it. If I see two men walking down the street with an AR-15 rifle, are you going to call? They're going to time by time they appear in the crowd, and by time the first call gets to 911, it's all, and then of course they're going to have their own general. They're in constant contact with the police, telling them it is an exercise with the 911 operator.
Right, they're aware.
It's all coordinated. We've read into what it is with Jade Helm. So these are the type of exercises I'm talking about. Like I said, they may pull up in a Humvee, and not in a uniform, and do something different. They may. They may come over and start a construction project or detour people under a fake name and nobody question it. They'll see how long before anybody calls it in. Or, and here's the other thing, the local police are going to be under the test.
Yeah.
Will an officer come over there and verify with them what they're doing?
Right.
That they're supposed to be there. So those are part of the things that Jade Helm and what they're trying to accomplish.
You know, it's getting scary. Folks, hey, we need to take our break. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes. We need to take a 5-minute news break, and we'll be back with some more discussion on this Operation Jade Helm. So stand by, refill your refreshments there, and we'll be back here shortly.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
here from our little break there. Got some great topics coming up here. We're going to continue to discuss this Jade Helm. You know, that Rags, I don't know if you did your last story or if I was last.
No, you did that. You got, well, I mean, do you have, we're both going with all the Jade. You want to go with another one there?
Well, I've got the Walmart, you know, and this was on a one of the CT websites, and
yeah, and I'll follow up if you do the Walmart.
Okay, because yeah, I didn't know that about Walmart, but there's a story on one of the CT website. Walmart's directly tied to the Department of Homeland Security, and maybe inside info may have prompted some of these store closures, and I guess the inside or the way Walmart's directly tied to the Department of Homeland Security is Facebook and Walmart. They're the ones who helped wrote the rules on facial recognition technology. And if you ever been in a Walmart, you know, they've got those little tiny cameras at the doorway. As soon as you walk in, you know, it's taking a picture of your face. Walmart and other companies are planning to use facial recognition scans for security or tailored sales pitches, which will help write rules for how images and online profiles can be used. So that's another scary thing. You walk in Walmart and they see your face and they start selling your crap. Just like when you're on a website and you visit one website and you go to another and now they're trying to sell you the stuff where you was at the other website. It's insane, Rags. So that's the connection. I don't know how much you could really tie that into the stores closing, but that is an interesting connection that Walmart has with the government. Another connection, you could say.
Yeah, they, well, here's the thing, you know, and a lot of people say, you know, when it comes to, Walmart is one of the best in the world in the logistics.
Yep.
So when it means to, get something in distribution and warehousing, they know how to do it pretty much better than anybody in the country. I mean, next to UPS and FedEx.
FedEx is pretty good. I'll tell you what, they got my, package here really quickly.
So,
thank you, FedEx.
I don't know. The whole Jade Helm thing with the Walmart, the biggest thing I have is, like we talked about last night, you know, with the plumbing. I mean, I mean, all these were closed on Monday.
I seen one, a protester that was out in front of one of these Walmart. I guess it was an employee, and it said, the sign read, 5-hour notice layoff. They were given 5 hours.
They were given 5 hours.
Laid off. That's illegal, isn't it?
Think about it. They came
isn't
in on Monday.
Is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal. It's not
I thought
illegal.
You had to give an employee.
No, because they were paying severance. No, they're paying severance.
Oh.
Nope. No, okay. They're paying.
So, but you have to give them severance, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're being laid off. So that means they can collect on that. They're not getting, they'll be able to get, I shouldn't say severance, but they'll get unemployment.
I mean, what if you're a new employee and you just, like, got there?
No, there's nothing you can do. It's not illegal. You can lay anybody off. You close the store down.
Five hours. Illegal. Sorry. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And even some you know, I heard a video, even some of these cities, building inspectors don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Last night we talked about the city of Brayton, Florida, right there outside of Tampa. They were talking about it. And I don't know. It's kind of just interesting that, I mean, you're going to tell me it was 6 total Walmart stores. Was that correct, right?
Yes.
All on the same day, on a Monday, all in different states, all have a plumbing issue?
Bullshit.
Mm-mm-mm. Seems kind of odd to me. Especially when you never approached the city, or the city never approached them and said there was a problem.
Because, I mean, for some of these cities, it's probably one of the main places people shop at, right?
Well, my brother's a building inspector for a city. That his job is to go out and inspect Walmart, you know, Walmart, a Home Depot. It don't matter. You got to have your yearly inspection.
Absolutely.
And sign it off. Make sure there's a code. Make sure everything's working. So it'd be and that should be public record. So I'm sure there's people digging into all this Walmart. I've seen so many stories now. If people, it's Freedom of Information Act. You can go to the city and get the information on what happened on their last inspection. You know, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
To see how it kind of, how it plays. I got one that's going to go with that, and it's
well, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, for a store like Walmart that, or a corporation like Walmart that's multi-billion-dollar corporation, you think they would do a little planning? You think they would have everything ready to go? You know, not just close the store down and where's the plumbers? Where's your permits? I mean, wouldn't you have all that stuff ready before you close your store down?
Because if you know anything about Walmart, they are efficient.
Yeah.
They have everything planned.
Exactly.
Down to the contractor, the time that they get there, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why this is all highly unusual.
Because time is money in for a business like Walmart. You know, when they're closed, they're not making any money.
Nope.
So, I don't know.
It's very unlikely. It's very highly how it's just how it's so out of character. That's the word I want to use for Walmart to do something like that.
So what's your next one?
Well, as we're talking about the Walmarts, one of the CT theories out there is, are the national Walmart closures connected to detention centers for American citizens?
Uh-oh.
This is from the Daily Sheeple. Let's see, editors note, the comment has been made that readying a Walmart location for this kind of situation could easily be covered by the excuse that there are plumbing issues. I guess they'll keep watch and keep investigating. So at least 5 Walmart stores throughout the country have announced they are closing up for up to 6 months due to a plumbing issue. Stores in California, Texas, Florida, Oklahoma closed Tuesday with little to no warning, and in some cases without even letting the city know, leaving thousands of people without jobs. Okay? Here's the first report out of California. Walmart announced on Monday that it's temporarily closing its Pico Rivera Supercenter on Washington Boulevard due to plumbing problems, but city manager Renee Bobadilla said a union official told him that all 530 employees have been laid off. James Enriquez, the city's public works director, said officials have not been notified of plumbing issues at the store. The company would be required to pull permits before undertaking extensive work. That's the other thing, is that before they can do anything, they have to go to the city and get a permit. They can't just do it themselves. They have to get a permit. All cities require that. They had to get a permit when they build the store.
So let's just try to think. Why would you close these stores now?
We're gonna follow that up with a couple more stories. We'll follow this up as we keep going. I hope everybody's just following along with this. We'll follow up with Mexico and ISIS because I got those updates.
Oh, I know.
Okay, and some radiation that was stolen. So. Article in the Tampa Bay Tribune. You got actual local press covering this.
Oh yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, they're all
this
over
is,
it.
This is great. This is from Tampa Bay Tribune. Company officials would not describe the issue with the plumbing, but Walmart spokesman Amanda Henberg issued a statement saying, "We'll immediately begin the process to address these issues, intended to reopen the store as soon as all of the plumbing issues are resolved. Deciding to close the store is not a decision we made lightly, but after careful consideration, we felt it was necessary to make these repairs so we can better serve our customers and the community in the long run." Walmart officials said the problem cropped up with clogs and leaks in plumbing that affected availability of water and drainage around the store. Employees who worked at the Bradenton site can seek a transfer to another store if a similar job opening is available. Otherwise, they will be paid 60 days of work in accordance with state labor law. Now, remember, each state is different, too, Jay, on their laws.
We need to dig into this more. Well, I don't know how much we could get into, but we need to find out these 6 stores, when they were built, if they were built around the same time, and maybe there's something in these stores that they're trying to get out that I don't know. I don't know.
Well, here's one. Here's another article. Here's another one. This is from
contaminated, radiated. I don't know. Maybe
here's another comment. This is from the Livingston, Texas store. Okay, there is more to the story that makes no sense. Since 1995, this store has had plumbing issues. This store has had several remodels where plumbing was worked on, yet it stayed open. Within the past year, this store has went downhill quick. Worst manager I've ever seen, rudest associates, dirty store, blah, blah, blah. The thing that really makes no sense is this corporate spent all that money putting in gas pumps and making the surrounding area to, you know, that's their big thing, you know, gas pumps for like all the other grocery stores. And it's like we just said, Bentonville, which is Walmart's headquarters, they don't take that kind of loss. They just don't. Walmart does not take losses. I mean, that's why they're like one of the richest companies in the world. You know, you got the Waltons. Each one of the Waltons have, you know, billions of dollars each out of the seven kids. So, you know, the one thing about this is that it's just interesting when you look at all this, you know. So now we're going to go to another article here while we're still on this topic of why they might be quote-unquote detention centers. FEMA wants to house – this is from FEMA now. FEMA wants to house migrant children in empty big box stores. In recent weeks, FEMA representatives have sent mass emails to advocacy networks throughout the country soliciting potential detention facilities and offering guidelines for acceptable spaces. The guidelines include being within 50 miles of major city or airport, available for lease, able to be fenced, or have adequate security. Showers and toilets are preferable, but not necessary, so long as there is outdoor space for staging areas for shower, restroom, laundry, and kitchen trailers. Also preferred but not necessary, according to the email, is a kitchen, a cafeteria, recreational space, and a classroom space. What are they preparing for, Jay?
I've been telling you, man, they're getting ready for something. It's scary to think what they're getting ready for. It doesn't seem like a natural event.
It's just, you know, I'm not sure and what it is or how they're going about it. But now let's go to my other stories here. Remember, folks, we've been talking about ISIS was in Mexico. The federales and the Mexican military, the Mexican army, found prayer rugs, found Arabic writing. And, of course, it's hard to get to these places because they've been aligned with one of the cartels, one of the most violent cartel, actually, in all of Mexico. So my story here, Jay, that I got, is the first one is the FBI holds special meeting in Juarez to address ISIS. DHS was not invited.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
Why would they cut those guys out?
Well, can remember about Fast Furious?
Yeah.
And the guns?
Uh-huh.
I think the FBI was pissed off at you know who. Because remember the officer that got killed?
Was he FBI?
For the FBI?
Oh, yep. He was FBI.
Remember, that was Fast and Furious. That was the Fast and Furious and the guns.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, and then Obama says, oh, there's no violence down there, yet people are getting beheaded every week in Juarez.
It's worse than Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
That's that.
One of the
deadly,
I believe, now, in a non-war zone, it is considered to be the most lethal city in the world.
Yes. Yep.
In a non-war zone.
It's
ISIS aside, yeah, that's what it's always been considered.
It feels we've been living, and I mean Americans, it's like we've been living in a bubble. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like that bubble's about to be popped.
So here we are with the this is from Judicial Watch again, where we reported the last couple of days. Responding to Judicial Watch report earlier this week of ISIS activity along the Mexican border, Federal Bureau of Investigation and FBI supervisors called a special meeting at the U.S. consulate in Juarez. A high-level intelligence source who must remain anonymous for safety reasons confirmed the meeting was convened specifically to address a press strategy to deny Judicial Watch's accurate reporting and identify who was providing information to Judicial Watch. FBI supervisory personnel met with the Mexican Army officers and Mexican federal police officials, according to JW's intelligence source. The FBI liaison officers regularly assigned to Mexico were not present at the meeting and conspicuously were absent were representatives from the Department of Homeland Security. It's not clear why DHS did not participate. Isn't that their job?
Yeah, that's top priority, right? Homeland Security.
So, again, there was an ISIS cell to the west of Juarez in Puerto Palamas, which we reported a couple of days ago, which targets New Mexico towns of Columbus and Deming for easy access to the United States. And coyotes, which we all know, the term for a coyote is somebody who smuggles Mexicans across the border, have been working with the cartel to help move maybe ISIS terrorists between the borders. Okay? Now, along with this, here is right here, and this is from Yahoo News. Mexico scrambles to find stolen radioactive material.
Yeah, this ain't the first time.
authorities appeal for help among Mexico's population Thursday to locate stolen radioactive material as the fourth such theft in less than 2 years prompted officials to mull new security measures. The Interior Ministry issued an alert in 5 southern and eastern states last Wednesday, two days after a toolbox-sized container carrying iridium-192 source was snatched from a truck in a residential parking lot in Cardenas, Tabasco State. Officials suspect that, like in the other three cases since 2013, the thieves were not aware that they were stealing potentially dead radioactive source. Really?
Bullshit.
Three times, but no, they weren't aware they were stealing radioactive stuff.
So they've got a collection of this stuff.
And what type of security is around this, by the way? Really? Interesting. An official at the Mexican National Nuclear Security and Safety Commission told AFP that the container was among other things that were snatched from inside the truck, which was in a residential parking lot late at night. Really? So I just go, hey, you know, Jay, I'm just going to park my radioactive truck out there.
Right.
You know, no
right.
big deal. Out in the parking lot.
No big deal.
Not a big deal.
Nah.
Right. Ah, who cares? Yeah. There's nothing in it. There's nothing in it. Really?
You know, it's just a matter of time. Like I said, that bubble that we've been enjoying and we all live and, you know, we don't have to worry about bombs dropping and missiles and, you know, car bombs. We haven't had to have that and hopefully we don't, but I don't know. I think it's something's bad about to happen.
I don't know. It's definitely weird. And a lot to go with that, but you got anything else? Because I have one last story there, too.
Well, you know, I think I've got one. We can kind of tie it into the radiation. Federal fisheries have regulators. They've halt West Coast sardine season, and some are now tying that into the Fukushima radiation. But the official story is federal regulators on Wednesday approved a early closure of commercial sardine fishing off Oregon, Washington, and California to prevent overfishing. That is the official story. Decision was aimed at saving the West Coast sardine fishery from the kind of collapse that led to demise of the Canary Road, made famous by John Steinbeck's novel of the same name set in Monterey, California. Now, I don't know if you can really tie into Fukushima. What do you think, Rags? Do you think this is a tie into Fukushima radiation? Or, I mean, you're on the West Coast. What are you hearing?
I think it's too early to tell yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now,
I said earlier, I think we need to see how this fishing season goes in the fall. That will be the tail of the tape. Really need to see how this fall is. If it's that bad of a fishing season, then it's got to be related.
It said, let's see. Earlier this week, the council shut down the next sardine season, so the next season is not even going to happen. What about those guys who got to fish? I mean, isn't that their? I mean, how are they going to make money?
What do you mean?
I mean, if they can't fish, isn't that how they make money?
Well, I mean, it's sardines. I mean, you're not talking. We're talking about, you know, there's salmon, there's halibut, there's, you know, you name it.
Okay, so it's not that big of a deal then.
No.
Okay. Well,
sardine. I mean, a lot of that's done by the commercial fishers.
Right. Big corporations.
That, you know, yeah. But if and don't get me wrong, there's local fishermen too.
Right.
But you know, the big fishing is, you know, salmon, halibut.
And this will have some type of impact on the fishery, right? Industry?
That's what I'm saying. We need to wait and see. So in other words, if there's not enough sardines around, then what are the big fish like the salmon and the halibut gonna eat?
Right.
Right?
They only talk about sardines right now.
Well, if their population's coming down, that means it's gonna hamper the survival for the other fishes.
Yeah, that's a food chain effect. I mean, if one starts to die off, then you're going to have less of the bigger guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, it's hard to say because I know that they said that the halibut season was actually really bad last year in Alaska, so we really need to see this fall and see what the numbers turn out to be.
Interesting. What's your last story for tonight?
Well, since we've been talking about all this stuff, How about signs that the elite are feverishly preparing for something big, like we just said?
Mm-hmm.
This is from the End of the American Dream blog by Michael Snyder.
That's a great name. That's a great name for your website.
For your blog?
Yeah. EndoftheAmericanDream.com.
EndoftheAmericanDream.com. What in the world are the elite up to? In recent days, we have learned that the New York Fed is moving a lot of operations to Chicago because of concerns about what a natural disaster could do to the federal government. Is buying 62, and also that they're buying 62 million rounds of AR-15, which you reported earlier this week, Jay.
Yep.
They're also talking about how they've moved NORAD back into the Cheyenne Mountain.
Yep, that's interesting.
Because it is EMP hardened. In addition, government authorities have scheduled a whole host of unusual training exercises all over the country. So what are the elite doing all this in order to prepare something really big?
Remember,
or should
9/11.
We just chalk it up to all this is just strange activity, or it's just our own paranoia of the government?
Paranoid. Remember 9/11? There was all kind of training exercises when 9/11 happened.
Oh, yeah. Funny how it is. First, let's talk about what the New York Fed has been doing. What kind of natural disaster would be bad enough to completely shut down the operations of the New York Federal Reserve Bank? It would have to be something very unusual, and apparently the New York Fed is very concerned that such an event could happen. According to Reuters, the New York Fed has been transferring personnel to Chicago and building up its satellite office there just in case of a natural disaster, which would make it possible for normal operations to continue in New York. Okay? Interesting. This seems very odd. In all of U.S. history, there's never been a natural disaster in New York City that would have been bad enough to totally shut it down, the operations of the New York Fed, of other than 9/11. So why are they so concerned? Well,
you know,
what's one event could you think of, Jay, that would disrupt anything on the East Coast? A tsunami,
but what would cause that tsunami? They would have to know something's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that could that would be a reason to declare martial law. If the East Coast got took out, the country would definitely go into martial law, yeah?
Yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's all weird. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's going to be a natural disaster. A man-made something they do, they collapse the economy, hack the system and everyone's money just disappears into ones and zeros.
Yeah, it's just interesting, all these things that are going off at the same time. You know, I don't believe in coincidence.
No, I don't
either. I believe in timing.
Yes, timing.
I do believe in timing. I believe everything is in timing means right place, right time, but I also don't believe in all these coincidences happening at the same time. That's not timing.
You know, I wanted to bring up one more other story real quick. And did you see the earthquakes? Greece has been getting hurt by earthquakes today. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
I think that's the harp, man. They're being harped. That's the elite telling them, hey, you better pay us our debt. I don't know, man. Do you believe the harp? What do you think about harp? You believe it's real?
Yeah, remember we talked with Stan Dale.
Oh, yeah, did talk about that with Stan Dale.
Stan Dale talked about HARP. HARP up there in Alaska, you know, that it has some abilities to do some different things, he believes.
Yeah,
a lot of people do believe.
Yeah, something.
That it can do some stuff electromagnetically in the air.
And we've got that one big giant thing in the ocean, too, that big giant globe.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile HARP, I guess they call it. Some call it a mobile HARP.
Yep, mobile. That's pulled around the ocean, yep.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Well, folks, we're coming here at the top of the hour. We've discussed a lot of things, especially with this Operation Jade. Hopefully, it's just training and nothing comes of it. And this time next year, we'll all be talking about another Operation Jade. And
probably. That's usually how it is. I mean, it's just interesting that all these things are happening all at once.
It is. Well, folks, I want to thank you again for listening to myself and Rags and the Nightly News podcast. Again, we're taking off next week, so we will not be here next week. We will be back April 27th. That's Monday, April 27th. We'll be back again live at 11 p.m. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.disclosuremedia.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. And I think that's about it, Rags. Have a good night, man.
All right. See ya.
See ya, folks.